Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Ramesses.
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is soon to be over day. Day is Sunday, June the 4th of 2017. And the time is 1. You would knock it off at 10, but the time is 1 p.m. Central Time. Today, we want to break down some more esoteric information. We want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify some deeper, if you want to use that term, esoteric truth. So today we want to talk about this word or this phrase that I hear people say a lot. And it's interesting how people talk about this phrase or they say this phrase. And the reason I'm doing today's show is because this is recently, if I can say it, happened to me. And, you know, as a teacher, it's interesting because a teacher never shares everything with the student. And so I'm trying to be a different teacher. I'm trying to share more with students because I'm a student as well. So I want my teacher to share more with me. So I'm going to share more with you. So as a student of the game, I want to make sure that you guys understand the game. And this saying that I hear a lot, that I used to say this saying all the time, if you chase two rabbits, both will escape. And I live by that statement, man, and I develop a whole system to defeat that statement. It's called focus, discipline, and order. To understand that single-minded determination is not something that most of us can master, but single-minded determination, singleness of mind, focus, that discipline, and order, that's the keys to success. Now, I've said that all my life. I've lived that. I've taught that. I've breathed that, because that is a truth, but that is not the truth. And so now we want to talk about a deeper level, if you will, a deeper truth. And so when we talk about that, it's very important because, you know, as I come into the knowledge of stuff, and it is really humbling, because I'd be like, wow, I didn't know. I really thought that, you know, I was this all, you know, not all knowing, but I really thought I was very intelligent. And I thought I had a lot of, you know, knowledge and a lot of understanding. And then the more I start teaching this, the more I start living this, and the more I start going through the experience of this, and the more mistakes I start making, and I've been trying so hard not to make mistakes, and I really, really pray and ask God and the universe and get deeper into things to find out, why am I making mistakes? And then God said, you know, the universe told me the only way you learn is through your mistakes. And so then I stopped being afraid of mistakes, and I started ordering them. I started creating situations, and I became a creator instead of the creation. Now, I decided that I was no longer going to choose option A or option B. Now, you guys have been hearing me say that for years. Never choose option A or option B. Now, in this story, it says, if you chase two rabbits, both will escape. In another story about the tortoise and the hare, we are told that a tortoise and a hare, they line up. The tortoise, you know, takes off slow. The hare can go a whole lot faster, and they're running a race. And the tortoise and the hare, we all know the story. The tortoise, he wins the race, which is impossible for a tortoise to beat a rabbit. We all know that. But the interesting thing, the metaphysics behind the story, which is the only thing that I do now, I never take the story at face value. Now, you guys know from, especially the Clarinomics members, the last show I said the only way to defeat the beast, and the beast is yourself, failure, the only way that you fail is because you're not a cynic. And we talked about that on the last show. So hopefully you guys remember that show, and you remember the only way to defeat, again, the light, because everything in the universe is light. But the problem is the universe is made up of, or light is made up of, electricity and magnetism. Both of those are controlled by Lucifer, which is where we get the word Lucifer. Now, I don't want to talk about that show that I did last week. I just want to make sure that you heard it, well, not last week, but Friday at 12 noon. So I just came, you know, realization, and then I was having a conversation with a very, very close friend of mine, and this conversation came up, and it was interesting because I was going to talk about this with the group in private, you know, and I decided to, you know, talk about this today. And I talked about how consciousness creates reality, and I talked about how awareness kills the beast. And I talked about the word transformation. Everybody is in a transformation. Everybody's, the Bible says, be ye transformed. The word trance, however, means a hypnotic state. So I decided I didn't want to be a hypnotic state anymore. I decided I didn't want to be option A or option B anymore. I decided I don't want to be the tortoise or the hare anymore. I decided that I didn't want to chase rabbits anymore. I decided that I wanted rabbits to chase me. Now, then I decided I didn't even want rabbits to chase me. I didn't want to chase rabbits. I decided that I just wanted to be self-sufficient. And this was after watching somebody model self-sufficiency in front of me. Now, it's one thing to talk about stuff, but it's another thing to see it in action. And so that was, I would call, again, someone who's close to me that's like a life coach to me. And so I ask this person for advice a lot, especially on the financial side, because this person is very, very financially astute, meaning that make good decisions. And one of the things that I learned just from watching this individual is how this individual goes through life making concrete decisions that, again, are financially sound. It may hurt people's feelings, but they are financially sound. And so then I looked at how this works, and then I started working it. And the thing that I need you to understand, brothers and sisters, is right now you are the rabbit. And as the rabbit, you are in a disadvantage. The whole key is that if you chase two rabbits, both will escape. That is 100% correct. If you chase two rabbits, both will escape. So you have to stop chasing rabbits. Now, rabbits is wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. Now, you should be asking me the question, well, Brother Will, that's, what are you saying, brother? If I chase two rabbits, they are going to escape. So you're telling me not to chase rabbits? Absolutely. Now, I talked about on the last show how numbers numb you. And I explained to you that everything you've been taught is a lie. I explained everything in this universe is based upon math and music and the language. So I explained, even though I use numbers to do my Dear Kinnear report, is because numbers is a part of the trance. So that's first base. You have to get on first base. But the problem is everybody get on first base and they quit. Now, everybody, myself included, I did the same thing. So people would listen to me teach a principle, and they don't stick around for me to teach the entire principle. Now, I've been saying Dear Kinnear Reports is the bomb. Dear Kinnear Reports is a bomb. It is not the bomb. So when you get your Dear Kinnear Report and you start fulfilling your purpose and you say, well, I don't need Brother Will no more. I kick him to the curb, or anybody else for that matter, not just me. And you move on. You have a half-truth. And you're going to go out there and get your ass whooped. Because a Dear Kinnear Report is based upon numbers. Numbers has the word numb in it. It's designed to numb you so you can't be conscious. Now, remember, the only way to kill the beast is to be conscious. Right now, you are unconscious. And how do I know that you're unconscious? Because I'm unconscious. How do I know that I am unconscious? Because I am making choices and decisions that is not in my best interest. Anytime you do something that is self-defeatism, the universe, nature is built on survival of the fittest. Everything in nature takes care of itself except for people, especially if you're six like me. I will put dogs and cats before me. Everything, every decision I make and have made has been at my own detriment. So I decided I'm not going to make decisions no more that benefit other people more than it benefit me. Well, that's a great mindset, Brother Will, but unfortunately, you've been on the planet for 50 plus years that says you already have a current belief system. You cannot override your current belief system with a thought. You have to override your current belief system of the awareness of a better system. And the only way you can get a better system, a life-sustaining system, is if it's modeled in front of you. Now, how does a lion decide what prey to chase? Now, do you think lions chase rabbits? Now, if a lion could chase a rabbit, he would chase a rabbit and he would kill a rabbit. But how does the lion detect to determine which lion or which rabbit or gazelle or any animal that it chases? Well, first of all, understand that a lion is not a rabbit. Notice a lion is not an animal of prey, and lion is a predator. Number one, you have to do. In order for you to stop chasing rabbits. See, right now, I didn't know I was chasing rabbits. You don't know you're chasing rabbits. See, right now, we are not what I've been talking about, a single standing column of waveform energy where you draw rabbits to you instead of you go chasing rabbits. So what does that mean, Brother Will? That means that you become a predator and not a prey. Now, I've been saying I don't pray because the word prey makes you a prey. Now, I don't recommend that you take my advice. I just recommend that you continue living your life. And as when you get to the point in your life where you're, when you get tired of being disrespected, when you get tired of being used and abused at your own expense, notice nobody else is doing this to you but you. Please hear me, man. Please. This is really important. You cannot go through life blaming other people for your faults. Every time I go and this is hard in a sense, because that was this person that I love, this person is a soulmate. This person is my dream girl, if you will. This person to me is like, you know, cocoa is to iced tea, and that's what this person means to me. And I lost this person, and the reason that I lost this person is because I chased after this person, and I chased after another person. And so if you chase two rabbits, both of the rabbits will escape, because you're not supposed to chase rabbits. See, the reason you're losing in life is that you're chasing after life, and life is supposed to chase after you. Now, I had this epiphany And I was thinking about, and this isn't anything new. This is something, again, that has to be instituted, that comes from a place of understanding the difference between a predator and a prey. Now, birds of prey, it's interesting that they call birds of prey because they prey on birds that prey. So when you P-R-A-Y, you become P-R-E-Y. Now, I have nothing against praying. Don't get me wrong. But why, when your head is down, usually when you pray, you bow your head and you close your eyes. That makes you game. So if I'm a predator, I'm going to wait until you pray because that's the best time to take advantage of you. So praying puts you at a disadvantage. That's why I stopped praying to God and I start praying as God. Now, when I said that statement, as I said on many statements, I know it's tough for new believers to really understand the intent and the thought that I am trying to express, expose, and expand, because it's the difference between having a fear-based mentality, which is paranoid. Most people who pray are paranoid because they know, see, the act of praying means that you need assistance. Now, the Bible says that God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness. The Bible also says something that is really profound. It says that God has finished everything that he was going to start. It says that he has given us everything that we need for life and godliness. So godliness and contentment is great gain. The word contentment means not needing outside assistance. So every time I went outside of myself, I destroyed myself. Now, this happened when I went chasing my dream. I went outside of my dream, and I expected my dream to do for me what I'm supposed to do for myself. And so, especially men, you, if a woman asks you something, if she's offering you something, don't take it. I don't care what it is, because it's your job to offer her something. See, I had to learn that it's not all about me, it's about the other person. I had to learn that I'm supposed to take care of the other person not supposed to take care of me. I had to learn that I should never ask for favors or for help. If you, the fact that you are asking for help implies that you need help. So I had to learn to stop being a bird of prey. I had to stop being a rabbit. Notice rabbits, they're like chickens. They hop around and they're looking down. They're looking. Chickens never look up. That's why I remember growing up as a kid, my grandmother would put sheets on the line and I would ask her why, because the sheets was dry. And she said she would put them out to keep the chicken hawks away, because that was these chicken hawks that used to come and steal my grandmother's chickens. And it was so easy. The birds, the chickens would see them coming and they wouldn't even run. So the chicken hawks would come and take, because the chickens never looked up. So I learned that a little kid, I didn't want to be a chicken, but I didn't know how not to be a chicken. I didn't know how not to be a rabbit. And so I had to learn this process that I'm teaching you. So, Brother Will, what's the process? Lions, all predators, they never go after what they want. All predators, they go after what they can catch. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means. Because many of us, as I've said before in my other statement, never be attached to the goal. Always be attached to the role. So if my goal is to get my dream girl, or if my goal is to get my dream job, if my goal is to get my dream beach body, if my goal is to get my dream reality or truth or understanding, because we're dealing with wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, that's my goal. And if all I do is I sit here and I got pictures of my dream girl on the wall, but I never do anything, if all I do is talk a good game about my dream job, but I never update my resume, if all I do is talk about, and I got pictures of, again, Mr. Olympia on my body, I want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger did back in the day, but I never go to the gym and lift the weight. If all I do is talk about, I want to know the truth, I'm tired of being deceived, but yet I go to the same church that I've been going to for 30 years and sit on the same pew, and I never be a change. I never do anything different in my role, but my goal, I got a big goal, but I have no role. So in order for you to fulfill your goal, if you got a girl you want to put a picture of on the wall and then forget about it, then every day go about doing things to show that girl that you care, that you understand, that you respect, that you value, that you appreciate her. Because just the fact that you got a goal and your girl is your goal, You could even have your goal, but guess what's going to happen? You're going to, same thing I did is what you're going to do. You're going to disrespect and you're going to lose your goal because you're so busy looking at the goal, you're not fulfilling the role. The goal is, I ain't going to say easy to obtain, but it's obtainable. But maintaining the role, that's another story. See, if you're chasing rabbits, the fact that you're chasing rabbits is the first problem I got. Because the fact that you're chasing rabbits, lions, when I watched the Nature Channel, it was interesting. Now, I've known this since I was 8 years old, but I've never been able to extrapolate it into my real life. They said lions go after the very young and the very old. Lions will never chase a full-grown, you know, water buffalo male in his prime. Lions will never go. Now, they prefer, lions prefer full-grown males in their prime, more meat, more muscle. But a lion will not risk his life chasing a full-grown male water buffalo by himself. Now, he'll take a pride of lions and go and chase that water buffalo because then they can outnumber, they can outflank, they can outmaneuver the water buffalo. But a single lion or lioness will never chase a full-grown animal in its prime. They always go after the young because they can catch them. Or they always go after the old because they can catch them. So if you are chasing rabbits, that implies to me that you think I am old or you think I'm young. Or you think that I am handicapped. Now, this is subconscious. Now, when I found this out, this is what led me to develop my Clarinomics program. Subconsciously, I identify with the weakness inside of a person, and I seek to maximize it because that's my, as I talk about in my book, Master of Manipulation, that comes from the way that I was raised. I was raised in an environment where I had to figure out how to live. Now, I'm not making any excuses for my behavior, but I had to figure out why, because nobody could tell me why I was a bad guy. Everybody could tell me that I was a bad guy, but nobody could tell me why I was a bad guy. So I sought out to find out why I was a bad guy. This is what God told me. I was raised in an environment that preys on the weak. I was raised in an environment to prey on the unconscious. Not, let me rephrase that, not the weak, the unconscious. If you were, in my hood, we used to play this game called open chess when we was in school. So if they caught you walking around in school and you didn't have your arm across your chest, you got drilled. And I remember I played the game for about a week until this friend of mine drilled me in my chest. And I sought to try to take his head off. And he said, like, dude, this is a game. And I said, dude, you can never hit me in the chest like that, bro. I was walking with my girl and acting all cool. I got drilled in the chest, knocked the wind out of me, dropped my books. Everybody started laughing. I sought my best friend. And after school, me and him had a real fight. And he said, man, you're taking the game too far. You're too serious. It is just a game. That's when I realized I cannot play the game. The game of life, I can't play. I'm too serious to play. So there's a lot of people who are playing at this game of life. And I decided to pimp the game of life to find out how it works because I want to master the game. I don't want to play it. And then the universe says, well, the only way that you can master it is to go by going through it because you cannot teach nothing that you don't know. So I've been chasing rabbits all my life. Some rabbits I catch, some rabbits I lose. But it's interesting because all of the rabbits I really, really wanted, I never catch those rabbits because I always made sure that I had a backup rabbit because subconsciously I already knew I was going to catch that rabbit. Why? That rabbit was outside of my league. What do I mean? That rabbit was actually faster than me. The rabbit was smarter than me. The rabbit, I was like a lion. A lion will not chase a full-grown water buffalo in his prime. The lion know he will get his ass whooped. A lion, they are not stupid. Now, the lion will get 5, 6 of his homeboys together, come up with a plan or strategy, and he'll take down that water buffalo. But a lion is not going to chase a full-grown. Lions chase animals that are hurt. Now, let a full-grown water buffalo limp. All of the pride immediately zoom in on the animal with the limp. Even the other animals distance themselves from an animal. They said you cannot put, and like an albino tiger, they exist in captivity, they don't exist in the wild because their own will kill them. Why? They stand out. They draw too much attention to the pride. And so if you live in your life right now, this is one of the things you have to learn that I had to learn. If you chase two rabbits, both will escape. So now you got to do what? You got to stop chasing rabbits. Well, Brother Will, how do we stop chasing rabbits? You stop chasing rabbits by drawing rabbits because you don't want to be the rabbit. Number one, don't be a rabbit. So how do you not be a rabbit? See worth and value in yourself. How do you see worth and value in yourself? You see worth and value in yourself when you see yourself conscious. Now, consciousness, I don't know how to put it into any other words except to tell you the truth. You are not conscious if you allow other people to disrespect you and if you disrespect yourself. Now, if I'm expecting somebody to do something that I know is wrong or disrespectful, but I'm asking them to do it anyway, that means I'm not conscious. Let me give you an example. If I got a job and I'm getting ready to leave my job, but I haven't decided to leave my job yet, but I get offered my dream job, but I got 30 days of leave on my old job, and I decide that I want to try to keep both jobs. I want to get paid from both jobs. Now, my company has, and I mean, I got this story because this happened too. There was a story on the news of a local SAPD officer who was moonlighting at a job while he was still in the police department, and he got fired. Because they have a policy in there saying that you cannot, which I may not agree with the policy, but hey, it's a policy. You cannot moonlight. You cannot use your accrued leave and have another full-time job working at this job and getting paid from the other job. But let's take it a step further. Let's say you do what I did. Let's say, now this is what I did. I don't recommend you doing this. So when I was a cop, I had my job as a cop. I also was a supervisor for a private school in Albuquerque called Albuquerque Academy. So as the security supervisor, it was my job to ensure that everybody showed up, that I made the schedule, payroll was done, I'll make sure that everybody was making their rounds. And I was just, you know, they didn't say I technically had to be there, but they just assumed that during my shift, I was going to be there. Well, I was working graveyard shift as a police officer. Now, I could drive around, but I had a certain district that I was assigned to as a police officer. So I would drive my police unit out of my district. I would go to my job. I was doing both jobs at the same time, getting paid from both. Now, the police officer, the police department, when they found out, they were like, dude, we're not paying you to be over there playing, you know, security supervisor at Albuquerque Academy. We need your black ass over here driving around the streets to make sure ain't nobody robbing and breaking in people's houses. Okay, no problem. No problem, Sarge. I got you. And I didn't quit the job. I just stopped going over there more as often as I could. Long story short, I got reprimanded, obviously, for not doing my job. Now, the Albuquerque Academy, they didn't care. They never even found out. But I knew internally that what I was doing was wrong. Because I was trying to be two places at the same time. I did not do something. What did I do? Number one, I didn't make a concrete decision. Number two, I didn't focus and have vision on that decision. Number three, I did not determine my outcome before I went in. Number four, I did not concentrate all my energy and all of my effort. Number five, I didn't keep my own integrity to myself. Now, number five is what I want to talk about. The way that the universe works is it works on hypnotic control to concentrate all of your energy on a chosen topic is being hypnotically manipulated. Now, this is very hard for most people to understand. That's why I don't teach it. When I tell people this statement, and I give them the science behind it, It's very difficult for people to understand the formula of mind control and how it applies to everything. Nothing occurs in a three-dimensional reality unless it is first an auto-suggestion. Now, you may not remember when the suggestion came to you, but it did. Everything that you're doing right now was suggested to you by somebody outside of you, not yourself. I guarantee it. I guarantee the person you married, your job, everything comes to you in the form of what is called an auto-suggestion. Now, this is inside the book Think and Grow Rich. All rich people know this. They may not be able to explain it, but this is what they're doing. See, rich people never chase rabbits. They let rabbits chase them. Let me say that again. Rich people, they don't chase rabbits. Only poor people chase rabbits. Poor people don't understand, again, as a former poor person, I'm not talking about something I read of a book. I'm speaking from personal experience. A poor person doesn't become what is called scalar technology. Now, scalar energy says this. You are a star. As a star doesn't reflect light. It doesn't fracture light. A star produces its own light. Now, let me say that again. See, rabbits, they chase food. They don't have the ability to produce their own food. They're not what I call a single standing column of waveform energy. They're not self-contained. They don't have the ability to produce energy or to produce a product, service, or information out of thin air. Now, manipulation is applied when you take your word that produces your world. Thoughts are words. The problem is your thoughts are not your own. They've been auto-suggested to you. You may not remember it, but they were. These thoughts become words. These words become sounds. These sounds become vibrations. These vibrations become energy. That's how you can do what you do. See, now all witches do this. Everybody do this. All masters of manipulation do this. They don't chase rabbits. They let rabbits chase them. Now, the rabbit doesn't know that they are chasing something. The rabbit thinks that they're doing what you're doing. You got a goal. What is your goal? Your goal is I want to make X amount of dollars. That is a carrot. Now, you guys remember, I just did the show and I just wrote the book, How to Live Your Life Without a Carrot. That's when I found this out, and I wrote that book about a month ago, and I did it for people in the Clarinomics. How to Live Your Life Without a Carrot. Why? I lost my carrot. I had a carrot. Now, I knew I lost my carrot because I had two carrots. One carrot decided not to be the carrot no more. So the other carrot I was left with, I didn't want that carrot. So I had to figure out, now I don't have a carrot. How do I have the same energy? How do I have the same motivation? How do I don't allow my emotions to control me? How do I not live in a world that I need constant repetition? See, my carrot stopped calling me. My carrot stopped texting me. My carrot stopped hanging out with me. My carrot dissed me. Now, again, self-administered. Let me say that again. Nobody diss you until you diss yourself. But you don't know that you're dissing yourself. How you dissing yourself? You're dissing yourself when you allow somebody else to treat you like trash. You're dissing yourself when you go to a job and they don't pay you what you're worth. You're dissing yourself when you go to the gym and you put the treadmill on the incline too. And you stay for 30 minutes and you go home and you say to yourself, I went to the gym today. You know damn well you didn't go to the gym. You went to the gym, but you ain't do shizness. You ain't put no energy in, man. It ain't cost you nothing. You ain't break no sweat. There was no intensity. So you're dissing yourself. You're lying to yourself to think you can go to the gym, exercise for 30 minutes, three times a week, and you saying you're going to the gym and you're wondering why you're not losing weight. You're disrespecting yourself. And when you disrespect yourself, then somebody else going to walk up to you and call you fat. And you're going to get angry. Hey, who the hell are you calling fat? You know you're overweight. Or you know you're underweight. You know you're lying. You know you're in a relationship you shouldn't be in. You know you're at a job you shouldn't be in. You know you're at a church you shouldn't be at because it's not serving you anymore. You know you got a diet routine that doesn't work. You know it. So there is nobody, especially in my Clarinomics team, there is nobody that's in my Clarinomics team that can come up and tell me that you've been disrespected. I know what I'm going to tell you. You're disrespecting yourself. And you know you're disrespecting yourself. I don't have to tell you. In your heart, in your gut, you know. Everybody that I disrespected, then they turn around and they start disrespecting me, and then I want to get an attitude. Well, I should have thought about that when I was disrespecting them. See, turnaround is fair play. So then you lose your carrot because now you got a decision to make. Now, I can continue to allow disrespect to continue to happen, or I have to cut disrespect out at the root. And I got to decide that, okay, disrespect, it happened. I got to learn from it. Now, I got to be transparent. I got to be authentic with myself. It has nothing to do with nobody else. You stop chasing rabbits when you start chasing yourself. Until then, you're chasing rabbits. Now, don't get it twisted. And I'm not talking about this egotistical, go and get your hair and your makeup and nails done. And men, we're going to go out and go get us a brand new. Now, hey, I'm getting ready to go get me a convertible Corvette. But I'm not getting it, actually, until I reach my goal, first of all. And if I never reach my goal, I ain't getting it. And my goal is to have 25 people paying me $5,000 a month. That, you know, so I ain't there yet. So I ain't going out and now my goal is a reward. It's not a carrot. See, most people, they confuse their carrot and their rabbit. A carrot and a rabbit is not the same. Rabbits chase carrots. So you got to be very careful because you have to be able to live your life without your carrot. That's why I thank God that bad shizness happened to me, because when I lost my dream, I lost my carrot, and it felt weird because I've always had it since 9/11. I had my carrot, and then my carrot left, and so for the last 3 months, I had a wake up call. During the last 3 months, and y'all notice how my messages have changed over the last 3 months. Now everybody's part of Cloudnomics. They said, "Damn, Brother Will, you gotten more." Man, dude, you like more intense now. It's like, you don't know, now you cursing in your shows. Now, Brother Will, you ain't, you know, we've laid on our one-on-ones. You know, you're not putting up with stuff. I'm dropping people out of my program now. Man, you don't pay me. Man, you out, bro. It's like I'm a different dude now. Why? I see worth in. I learned, because I lost my carrot, I learned to be my own carrot. Now, that doesn't mean I don't need someone. That doesn't mean I don't need a job. It doesn't mean I don't need wealth. I don't need health. I don't need wisdom. And I don't need a great relationship. That means I can live without it if I have to. Now, let me make sure you understand that, because this is where the rubber meets the road. Men, you can live without a woman. Woman, you can live without a man. Now, doesn't mean you have to. It just means that, hey, you're not going to allow a man to hang in your presence and disrespect you just to have a man. Men, you cannot, allow a woman to be your girl because she looked good. Oh, man, she like my woman was, man. She was like, hey, she's like your Coco is to hit like the iced tea. But if your woman starts disrespecting you, brother, if your woman starts, now again, definition of disrespect, golden rule. If your woman or your man is doing something to you that you would not do again to other people, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's the golden rule. Now, you know it's disrespectful. You call your girl, she don't call you back. You text her, she don't text you back. You go to a job, you put in extra overtime, and they tell you, oh, you know what, we can't pay you right now. You know that's disrespectful. Now, if they got a reason, if they got an excuse, I hope I ain't got to say that. You call your girl and she's freaking at work. She's at the emergency room. She got something going on. And, you know, you go crazy, start flipping chairs and have an emotional fit. I'm not talking about that. I hope you understand that. I am talking about something that is very important. The rabbit hole. Notice the word rab is the word rabbi. Now, I should not be teaching nobody this, but I'm going to teach it to you anyway. You ever notice in the Matrix it says, people always say, hey, let's go down the rabbit hole. Let's see how deep the rabbit hole goes. Do you guys remember that scene in The Matrix where he says, now I said, hey, I say this all the time. Hey, let's see how deep the rabbit trail goes. Where y'all think that saying comes from? The word rabbit means rabbi it. Now, in Matthew 23, Jesus says 8 times, don't call no man rabbi. I don't like rabbis. He says, woe unto you, rabbis. Now, a rabbit means the rabbi, that is it. Now, the word whole is the word holy. Now, a rabbit is a hare, right? A hare whole. Now, whole, H-O-L-E, is another word for holy. Now, so we're talking about a rabbit or a rabbi that is holy. Now, rabbis, according to Matthew 23, they parade. Number one, it says they like to sit in Moses' seat. That means, and it says they like to be seen in the marketplace. It says they take what they would not do themselves. Now, I would encourage everybody that's listening to this show to really understand what I'm saying, to take and read Matthew 23. Now, it says that this is a rabbit. This is what you don't want to be. This is what I used to be. See, I used to be a rabbit, and then I tried to chase rabbits, and then I tried to make other people in the rabbits. And then something happened. I became very cynical. Now, remember, as I talked about in my previous show, cynicism is the ability to basically ask questions. All you say is you don't believe nothing what nobody say. You ask questions. Now, this is interesting because when people start asking me questions, or when people ask me questions, this is how I understand that this person is starting to wake up. Because when you, for example, I do one-on-ones with my clients. Now, if I had the opportunity to talk with someone one-on-one for an hour, 30 minutes, however long it's been, you can be damn skippy. If I could talk to, let's say, if Marlon Monroe was still here, what's somebody else out there? Let's say Dr. Sabi, if Dr. Sabi was still here. Let's say if Terrence McKenna was still here. If John Allegro was still here. If William Bill Cooper was still here. If I could talk to one of my, if Jesus Christ, who was still here. If I could talk to one of my gurus, do you think I'm going to come to them and I'm not going to have no questions? Man, I'm going to have more questions than they got time. Now, the key to the fact that you are no longer a rabbit and you are going to stop chasing rabbits. Now, remember, everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you're probably chasing two rabbits. That's why, and it's called cognitive dissonance, and both of them are evading you. That just simply means you're not focused, you're not disciplined, and you're not orderly. That simply means you can't make up your mind. That simply means, again, you're not diligent. But there's a reason why. See, your focus and your attention, and last part, your production or your purpose. Remember, TAP. Your focus, your attention, or what I call time, attention, purpose, TAP, TAP. Your focus and your attention has to be at its highest level for the universe to respond to you. That means you have to have a made-up mind. Now, if you don't have a made-up mind, nothing you say or do is going to manifest because you're chasing two rabbits. Now, we don't know, at least we have not been taught, that chasing two rabbits is simply the inability to make a decision. Because if I had known that, then I would have made a decision a long time ago. I didn't know. I didn't know that, okay, I'm going to take some time and debate or deliberate, if you will, over my decision. And why I'm debating, why I'm deliberating, why I'm pondering the deeper things of life, what I am doing is I am actually wasting time. Now, let me say that again. Not making a decision is chasing two rabbits. Now, let me say that one more time. If you are in a position where you are vacillating between two options, you are chasing two rabbits. I did not know not making a decision is chasing two rabbits. Now, most people don't know that. Most people don't know that if I have two girls, and I like both of them, they both bad, they both, you know, off the hizzle for shizzle. I got two jobs. They both offering great pay. Man, I got a tough decision. Hey, I got two belief systems. I like what Christianity got going on. I like what Islam going on. I'm a Christian. So because I'm a Christian, I got two religions. I don't have an understanding of neither one of them. I don't really have the ability to understand either one of them. Now, let me make sure you understand that, and let me say that again. If you are chasing two rabbits, you don't understand either rabbit. Therefore, you never catch and have or develop an intimate relationship with either one. Let me say that again. If you are a Christian and you are a Muslim, you never really understand Christianity on a deeper level, and you never really understand Islam on a deeper level. So you are a Christian, you are in the middle, so therefore you don't have either one. Now the Bible talks about this. The Bible says that if you are lukewarm, God's going to spit you out of his mouth. So I don't chase Christianity or I don't chase Islam. I don't chase two women. I don't chase two jobs. I don't chase nothing. I mastered my space. I allow things to be drawn to me through my intonation. Now, this is really important as I bring today's message to a close. You become focused on becoming the best you that you can be. You forget about chasing other people and chasing other things, and you become the best that you can be. That is the only way you exit out of the rabbit trail. Now, all light is a hypnotic suggestion. This is why a light beam or light or anything that you can see, touch, smell, taste, anything that your five senses can ascertain is a part of the Luciferian agenda. Now, the reason I don't teach this more is because people tell me all the time, Brother Will, that cannot be true, bro. There's no way everything, even though the Bible says everything, there's no way Satan, Lucifer, that old dragon who has deceived the whole world, there's no way he can deceive the whole world. So the only way to leave the rabbit trail, the only way to stop chasing rabbits is to become conscious. Now, that means that's why I only teach consciousness. I only teach Christ consciousness. That's why I got out. So what does that mean? That means you become a cynic, as I talked about before. What does that mean? That means you become cynical about everything and about everyone. Somebody comes up to you and they tell you, I love you. You're the greatest thing since sliced bread. Well, a cynic would say, okay, very nice. I appreciate your love for me. And I am glad that you see all, you know, that you see all of this value and all of this worth in me. Thank you for your love. I will continue to tune into your vibe. I'm not going to listen. Now, you don't say this to the other person. This is how you exit the matrix. Do this in your relationship. Now, your relationship will probably end if you do this. But just don't listen to what people say. Don't watch what they do. Feel their vibe. Now, I meet people all the time and we vibe. And it's very interesting how vibing works. I remember my grandmother used to say, hey boy, y'all courting? And I used to say, big man, what do you mean we courting? Now we dating. She said, nah boy, y'all courting. Now I have this inside of my book, Emotional Soul Ties. Demonic soul ties and emotional energies. Now, when I figured this out, it was mind-blowing to me. So they're not saying court, C-O-U-R-T. They're saying cord, C-H-O-R-D. Cording. So what my grandmother was telling me, which I didn't know, when you meet somebody, y'all are doing what is called courting. We call it coding. It's C-O-R-D or C-H-O-R-D. It is an entanglement in your R, A-U, which means gold, Ra, which means ray, sun ray. So you got this gold ray, you got this liquid plasma gold. And if your liquid plasma gold mix up with my liquid plasma gold, you and I are cording. We are on the same cord. We're on the same frequency. We're on the same wave. We're on the same vibration. So inside of my book, What Are Emotional Cords and Energy Attachments, inside of my book, again, Demonic Soul Ties and Enemy and Emotional Cords. Now, I know everybody got this book. If you don't, you need to get this book yesterday. And I talk about verbal cords and verbal ties. Then I talk about nonverbals. And I talk about how to break these cords and these emotional ties that we have with different people. Because that, my brothers and sisters, is way more powerful than chasing rabbits. Chasing rabbits is an emotional diatribe. It is a waste of time. It is a distraction. So everybody that you're chasing, that you're not courting with, is a distraction. So let's say you meet this guy or this gal. Y'all want to hang out. That person, you want to know whether they are a rabbit or a cord. You want to know whether this person is a rabbit or this person is an eagle. This is a soul tie. This is what they call heteros gamas. This is somebody that you could connect with on a spiritual level. This is somebody that you can build with. This is somebody that you could see yourself living with eternity, not just in this dimension, but in the next dimension. You want to connect with somebody that you can establish, again, a spiritual cord that cannot be broken. So it transcends time, it transcends space, it transcends the five senses. That's the type of relationship that you should have with your partner. That's the type of relationship that you should have with your job or your dear Kinnear. That's what I have. See, I am, that's why I'm doing a show on a Sunday that's non-scheduled. I just got home, walked in from my little mini vacation, just came back, I walked in, first thing I did was do a show. Why? I am emotionally connected. I feel a loss of energy when I'm not pursuing it. It gives me more energy than I expand. So I eliminate the veil of deceit and lies every time I do a show, write a book, and do a one-on-one. I only become depressed, angry, resentful, in a state of despair, uneasiness, whenever I step back into reality. As long as I live in eternity, my life is great. Right now, I'm in eternity. Right now, I've been talking for almost an hour. And it feels to me like 5 minutes. Now, to you, it probably feels like an hour, because this is not your purpose. This is not your niche. This is not your eternity. So that means I need to cord with somebody that may not have the same worth, value, or sense of essence, but they have the ability to help make me. Help make me. So the female version of me is my helpmate. They help make. The helpmate is the help make. So if my helpmate is not cording, now, we're verbally talking and we're physically doing, but we're not spiritually courting. You chasing rabbits, bruh. Or you may be hooked up with a rabbit. Now, there's no disrespect to nobody or no thing, because as we know more, we do more. Now, there is no question that is more important than that question that I just stated, that statement. The only way for you to eliminate the beast, the only way for you to disconnect from the matrix. Now, remember, the matrix, the human brain, is a prism, PRISM. Inside of your brain, they have what they call the crystal light matrix. Light comes in It hits the triangle or the prism, and it fractures the light into your reality. So what you are experiencing right now is your mentality fractures the light to create your reality. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. The sun god is sending a ray. It's called a glow ray. It is the glory of God. It comes inside of what we call the, biology calls it, the luminescence ether. Now, this thought form, this frequency, this wave, it hits your chrism. It hits the Christ, which is another word for Christ, which is another word for crystal. So it hits the crystal prism, or what is called the crystal light matrix. Your brain is a crystal brain. You can type in Google crystal brain and look at the image of a crystal brain. Crystal brain, when the light hits your brain in the form of a thought. Now, repetition of thoughts create ideals. These ideals create the light. The light hits the brain, and ideals are suggested through you through subliminal audio suggestion. When you go into Macy's, you hear that elevated music playing, and you go in and you buy up everything. The reason? Auto-suggestion. You walked into it. You first of all, you hit the smell. Smells are spells. You go into a major grocery store, and you be like, oh, man, it smells like somebody's baking cookies. And then you go, oh, the music. Oh, I feel like spending money. Now, you came in there to buy some lipstick. And women, you come out there, and you go in there to buy lipstick. You come out there, your bank account is, you know, $1,400 less. And you went in there and buy a $14 object, and you come out with $1,400 less. Why? Because you've been controlled. This is the hypnotic suggestion that produces what is called concentrated thought through repetition of ideals. So I just repeat, whoever, repeat a particular quote-unquote thought they want you to think. It passes through the prism of your brain, and it creates a goal in your life. So right now, that goal, that's your rabbit. They put that rabbit in front of you. That is why you got to learn how to live your life without a rabbit. You have to be able to live your life without the rabbit. That rabbit was present in front of you, but that rabbit may not be for you. I've chased many rabbits in my day, bro. And I've learned to stop chasing rabbits. And the way that I stopped chasing rabbits is I started looking at that rabbit. First of all, I started catching a lot of them, and I realized after I caught them rabbits, I didn't want them. Like, why did I spend all this time chasing? Why did I become a police officer? I came and put on the badge of guns. I don't like arresting people. You know, I like hanging out and pouring. You know, I'm a cool, laid-back dude. I don't like, hey, get your hands on this. I'm not no cop, dude. I don't have the mental. Why did I even do that? I don't know. Who put that ideal in my head? Why did I go into the Marine Corps? Why did I go through all the jobs I went through? I don't even know. Who put those thoughts in my head, brother? Why did I pursue the women that I pursued? Why did I pursue the jobs? Why did I read the books? Why did I do the exercise routines? Half the rabbits I chased, when I caught them rabbits, I didn't even want them. That's why I never chase rabbits. I let rabbits chase me. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Stop chasing rabbits. Rabbits chase you. Women, stop chasing men. Men, stop chasing women. Stop chasing that job. Stop begging them fools to hire you. They don't want to hire you. Stop trying to join somebody else's system. Join their system or create your own. Stop trying to develop somebody else's or join somebody else's workout routine. Create your own workout routine based upon the intricate nature of your own body. Listen to your own body and develop a routine. Maybe my workout is too intense for your body. Maybe your body can't stand the constant pounding, and so you got to twerk it to fit you. Don't just take what somebody says, lock, stock, and barrel. Today's show, take what's in today's show that applies to you. Throw out everything else that doesn't apply to you. Just take out what I said that actually can be used Everything else, get rid of it. Everything I say is not of value and of worth. Some stuff I say that may not, it don't mean nothing to you, but to somebody else it does. So stop chasing rabbits. Let rabbits chase you. Become women. Become so beautiful. Become so sexy. Become so intelligent. Become women. Increase your sensuality and your sexuality. And do you know, women, y'all know intelligence is sexy. Man, become intelligent. And watch men start chasing you. Men, stop chasing women. Men, especially men, stop putting the pool nanny before your purpose. I already did that video on that one, so we ain't gonna go over that again. Men, become men. So that's what I'm doing right now. Right now, I'm not trying to develop a relationship. Now, I'm already married, and I'm still not a man. Why? Men take care of women. Women don't take care of men. Men, they don't borrow money from women. They loan money to women. Men don't ask for favors or help. Men give favors or help. Life is not all about you, men, man. Life is about the woman. I don't have those attributes yet. I am not a man. I'm not ashamed to tell nobody. I'm not a man yet. I'm in training. I need your help. I need your prayers. Y'all continue to pray for a brother that I get there. I ain't there yet. I'm going to tell you the truth. My wife married a boy. She thought she was marrying a man, but she married a boy. Now, I'm not proud of the fact that I was a boy. I got plenty of excuses. I can tell you about my childhood and what happened to me and all the mistakes I made. But, you know, hell, I'm knocking on 60. And at this time, I'm going to become a man, or hey, you squat and get off the pot, homie. So ain't no more excuses for me. I'm giving myself a time limit that I got to become a man. And I got to start doing things that men do. And I'm starting today. I'm not waiting till next week. I'm stopping wasting my time with the distractions. See, I got distracted. I ain't gonna lie. I got distracted, bro. I got off course, but I'm getting back on course. And it's my prayer that everybody listening to the sound of my voice get back on course. I am promising the members of the Clarinomics team that I am renewing my commitment. Not to you as an individual, but to the system that destroys your old individual. I'm renewing myself to what God gave me, my purpose. That is to build temples, to replace error with truth. I'm renewing myself to my God and to what he has called and gifted me to do. And I'm no longer trying to impress people. I will no longer put people over purpose. That's what I did. I'm not talking about no individual. I'm not saying anything negative about anybody. This is what I've learned. I just came back from my little, you know, two-day R&R where I went and reflected. And what I got is what I'm sharing with you. Still chasing rabbits. Like, God, there's no way I'm chasing rabbits. Yeah, you're still chasing them. You are still praying. You're not a predator. When I say predator, I am not talking about somebody that goes on and slays other people. When I say predator, I'm talking about somebody that's conscious of himself and other people. A predator is somebody who knows, don't take on a full-grown water buffalo. You're going to get it handed to you. Wait for the little baby water buffalo to come by. Or wait till the old one who lived his life and it's time for him to punch his ticket anyway. You know your strengths and your weaknesses. You spending your time studying your boyfriend or your supervisor. What is your strength? What are your weaknesses? See, I know my strengths and my weaknesses now. Before I didn't. And I'm learning more and more about them every day. So that way I don't waste my time chasing two rabbits. Because both of them suckers are going to escape. Now, I don't chase rabbits. Rabbits chase me. And guess what? When the rabbit that I keep is the rabbit that catches me. Now, think about that for a moment. What if you decide, instead of you stressing about what job, what if the job that offers the most money, the job that shows the most interest, what about your purpose? What if you got a bunch of things that you want to do, like me? I'm good at a lot of different stuff. But what I decided to do is I decided, hey, the thing that wants me to do it more, I like working out and fitness, but working out, physical fitness, yeah, it doesn't pull on my heartstrings more than replacing error with truth. For some reason or another, that occupies more of my space. So when it came down to me finding my niche, I let my niche find me. I just paid attention. So I disconnected from the matrix. I tuned in to myself, and I listened to myself, and I found out that there was something that was knocking on the heart, knocking on the door of my heart. And the thing that was knocking on the door of my heart was authenticity. And it was saying, teach other people how to be authentic. Teach other people how to find their niche. Teach other people how to find their purpose. Teach other people how to disconnect from the matrix. You know, going to the gym is great, but all you're doing is building your own muscle. You ain't building nobody else's. How about we do unto others as you would want somebody to help you? You are six. You are a servant. So yeah, you can, when you got extra time, you can do, but you're not a personal trainer. You're not a physical fitness guru. What you are is a compassionate, caring communicator. So I need you to go home and compassionately and caringly communicate. That's why I'm doing the show right now. Instead of having my black ass at the gym. Do you know what your niche is, brother? Because if you find it, you become a lighthouse. Notice the lighthouse never moves. The lighthouse stands on the shoreline and it shines the light for everybody else to see. Notice a star doesn't reflect the light like the moon. The star shines its own light. Are you a star, sis star? Sis star, you a star. Shine your light like a star. Brother, you are a star too. Men, it's time for us to be men, real men. And women, it's time for you to be women, real women. And let your light shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Brothers and sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
That's what they wanted to do, because now everybody is shell-shocked and they have trauma. We've been having traumatic nights always. I want to get away from it a lot. I tried to get away from it, but you can't. That's what they taught me. The streets didn't teach me that thug life can never die. The world taught me that. I thought I could retire and move on. When I moved on to the so-called real world, the civilized world, these motherfuckers is worse than the niggas in the street.
This is just the basics, I feed it with attitude. Welcome to the matrix, the option is red or blue. I've been trying to make it to change up my latitude, but I don't think it matters, cause takers is trying to kill us. They play us like a game while they sit on top of they pillars. I chose to make a change cause I'm nothing but a gorilla. Bitch, I'm going realer than any rapper you feel her. Cause I'm 100 proof and I'm soaking all in your liver. If you sipping Jola, you feel the truth bubble quicker. Can't keep a 9 to 5 cause my mind is all in the sky. Ain't talking, getting high, I'm just praying please to my God. Cause governments just keep us in corners until we die. Secret people keeping their secrets and telling lies. Illusions still so potent, I see right through when I'm smoking. My brother's in the prison while mama's raising the children. They ain't got no future, they growing up just to kill them. I'm talking about the system, it's twisted with many victims. Your innocence is guilty, so I'm rapping with a message. But you don't get the profit, cause you probably chasing profit. Revenue and that shit don't ever work for Broderick. I'm just trying to figure out where they get the logic. And I'm just trying to figure out how we all can dodge it. Cause I've been hitting avenues trying to get it popping. I'm pissed off cause they don't ever want to put the dot in.
Got in, we got to put the dot in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in, don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in, we got to put the dot in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in, don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in.
I hope that I'm not coming, I'm too radical. Cause when I go in for the Father, I'm the antidote. All I do is hold it down for that standard tone. Cause I was born like 15 miles right from the Alamo. If I didn't have the truth, then I'd be at a hoe. Man, I love it when Kiana tell me that it goes. This for me, cause I need to bring the fed home.
Joe. I'm thanking God for every day that he gives me to be a man and putting me in positions to execute all his plans. I'm independent and giving it everything that I have. With G-O-D in the math, you better sit down and add.
Got in, we got to put the dot in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in, don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put